With me I have Adam Bratton, the Letterkenny coach. And Adam, the final score today was Ards 45, Letterkenny 27. But I'll say that I thought that it would have been slightly flattering, that scoreline, considering the opening 15 minutes you had and that final 25 minutes, which was absolutely superb, considering at that time that you were 38-13 in arrears. Any other team would have packed it in probably, but no, your boys come back and played the best rugby of the game.
Well, thank you, Alec. And yeah, I suppose we spoke before about, you know, where we are, what's happening here. We have about 8 of our starting 15 injured and out, and we had kind of give ourselves the situation that we could have, you know, rolled over today and let Ards steamroll us, or we could have came out fighting. And yeah, at halftime we spoke about just having that fight for each other and want, and we got that in bucket loads in the second half. But again, one of those games, we had a chance with about 10 to go, missed a 2v1. We put a kick in instead, and then a good side like Ards just punished you. Instead of us getting the 2 points out of the game and a losing bonus, they go the length. But they're on their journey, we're on ours, and we'll regroup, we'll regather and watch the tape back and see how we can improve going forward.
The irony is about that 2-1 and the kick ahead, it bounced fantastically for their full back, who really only had to run straight, and there was a gap the size of the Craigavon Bridge, the way that everybody was going to the one side. So that 7 points then killed the game.
That, as you say, that was it. It just knocked us flat on our feet then. But again, look, the credit to the boys. They've worked so hard, and sometimes you just don't get those lucky things, don't go your way. As you said, bounce right up into the Ards player. But look, we'll go away. We have a week off next week. We're not entering the Towns Cup. So we'll try to get a few bodies back and just crack on. But look, spirits are high enough. That's one thing about this team, that we'll stick together, that's for sure.
Well, certainly I thought Peter Scott at number 10 today had a superb game. I mean, there's very few physical out halves around like him. I mean, he's literally a back row forward at times when he goes forward. His kicking was good, and he moved the back line, and your back line ran really well. Daniel Faulkner, of course, in the wing is a powerhouse in that sense. I was very impressed with the breakdown, the control that you had in the ball, and especially the two tries under the post. There must have been 10 phases of possession that you drove in and recycled the ball, and that's something that I think you'll build on for the rest of the season, and something that other teams will be aware of.
Yeah, and again, there were so many passes. We talked about discipline before this match. We had just rubbed referees up the wrong way and give away far too many penalties, and I thought today we were very, very disciplined, and even the referee afterwards was complimenting just how clean we were at ruck time. And again, set piece, I thought Ross Harkin and Jack Kennedy in the line-out were first 100% line-out against a good team. So look, some of the wee bits we've worked on paid dividends today, and we'll just keep plowing on week to week.
Certainly a lot to build on, and I suppose the irony of the situation is if he had the discipline last week at Lisburn, you'd have probably had 5 points.
Yeah, exactly. And again, with Peter this week, he was phenomenal off the tee. And last week was just one of those weeks. And look, that's the joy of coaching. That's the joy of sport. It gets certainly exciting if you're in neutral. It would be a good team to watch. But I think for us moving forward, we did say afterwards, you know, the likes of a club like Ards on that side, instead of giving us 2 points, they were able to just snatch it at the end. And that shows, you know, the quality they have. And that's where we aspire to get to. But look, we'll keep plowing away. And I'm sure results will start to come our way.
Well, let me assure you, the Ards people on the touchline behind me were breathed a sigh of relief when the fullback ran through under the post. But generally speaking, Adam, an excellent game to watch. And the fitness level, I have to remark on as well. Because, I mean, there was a lot of tackling had to be done in that sort of second period beforehand. Half time, and the boys stuck at it. And I mean, where they got the energy from for that last 20 minutes, well, that must be because of the fitness levels.
Yeah, well, I suppose we do try and pride ourselves on it, and that started away back in June. We had 4 sessions, and then we've worked hard over the summer, and we'll keep topping it up. So, again, credit to the boys, and I think the likes of, you know, Mark Miller there at open side would sort of epitomise our defensive effort. He could be hitting 25, 30 tackles week in, week out. And again, credit to the boys.
Okay, Adam, and delighted that things went so well today. I know it seems a bit ironical saying that with the scoreline, but I think it, you know, when as a coach and somebody when you're, when I'm sort of reporting on games, you have to look at the game overall and pick out the positive and the negatives. And I think today there was very few negatives and a hell of a lot of positives.
Yeah, I think you've summarised it well there, Alec. That's what Richie and I had said, that maybe at halftime we were annoyed and a bit frustrated, but that second half just kind of shows that, you know, we have to be realistic too as to playing Ards. They're a good side, but we were close but no cigar. So again, we'll certainly look forward to travelling up there in January, and I don't think Ards will be envying that fixture towards the end of January.